So Birkas Kohanim, everybody agrees in principle, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that the Kohanim should bless the Jewish people every day. The Rambam, in his discussion of it, incorporates the halachos of Nesias Kapayim with halachos of Tvila, because he's convinced both of them are a mitzvah d'oraisa every single day, at least once a day. This continues to be the practice basically amongst the Edot HaMizrach. The Ashkenazim, as the Ramah tries to explain, it's very difficult to explain, we don't practice this except on Yantif. The idea being that the Shechina, God's presence, we'll come back to the idea, is only shor mitoch simcha. It only devolves on the Jewish people when there is a sense of joy. And the only time we really have that is on Yontif, because of v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. So that accounts for the difference in practice. The Vilna Gaon famously tried to restart Birkas Kohanim, but whatever the legend is, it didn't get very far. Amongst Ashkenazim, so that is not our practice. Unfortunately, we'll be missing that, this Yontif. But what is the essence of the bracha? So the psukim are, as always, very, very instructive. It helps to know what the Torah really says, in context. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'mor, daber el Aaron ve'el benav le'mor, kosev arechu es b'nei Yisrael, amor lahem. This is what you should bless the Jewish people. Say the following to them. So Rashi says, Amor, right? It's written with an extra vav. Male lo sevarchim b'chipazon uvahalus. Not rushed or with a sense of confusion, haste. Ela b'chavana uvelev shalem. It should be done with a sense of kavana. It should be done with a sense of lev shalem. Of a totally directed heart. Then the psukim say, Yivarechcha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panavi lecha v'chuneka, Yisro Adonai panavi lecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. Let's make one observation, and then we could break it down according to the three different components of this bracha. The first, the name Hashem, the Shem Havaya, appears in all three. And the next pasuk makes that point very clear. V'samu es shemi al b'nei Yisrael. What you're really doing, the essence of the bracha, is to put the Jewish people in direct proximity to Hashem. V'samu ashmi al b'nei Yisrael. That's why each of the three parts has the Shem Havaya. V'ani avarechem, and I will bless them. Could be that I will bless the Kohanim for blessing the Jewish people, or I will bless the Jewish people along with the Kohanim. Or if you take the Rashbam's approach, where the Kohanim aren't really giving the bracha at all, they're just davening, because as was mentioned, the Kohanim have an elevated status. The Kohanim, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, Kisif Sekoin, Yishmi Rudas, Vetar Yivakshu Mipiu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzivakos Hu, right, that they serve God and they're the teachers, so their tfilos are worth a great deal. Obviously, we all have to daven for ourselves anyway, but whatever it is, the essence of the bracha is clearly the idea, V'samu Eshemi al B'nei Yisrael, that the Jewish people should be in direct proximity to Hashem. So what does that mean? And I think what that means, actually, in different ways, is probably best articulated by this Sforno. So, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, so Rashi famously says, Hashem will bless you with financial success, and then he'll guard those earnings, right? A person could make $100 million and lose it all in a day in a stock market crash, or in a pandemic, right? The business can go under, unfortunately. Very serious reality. Right now. So that's the way that Rashi explains it. But the Sforno, and we'll see that this is a motif, takes it to the next level. He says, why is it important to have Parnasa? Yivarechacha be'osher nechasim, you should have wealth and assets. Shim ein kemach ein Torah. Because if there isn't going to be sustenance, there's not going to be Torah. So already the Sforno is indicating that the essence of this bracha is that we should have access to Torah. And I'll just try to take that idea one half or quarter step further. Then, Yo'er Hashem, panav elecha v'chuneka. Hashem, instead of hiding his face from you, instead of being in a state of hester upon him, so we should be illuminated by the face of Hashem. The Sforno comments, Yigala einecha b'or panav. Okay, that Hashem should open your eyes in the illumination of his face. Lahabit niflos miso raso. words, after your basic financial position is secured in Kemach in Torah, then God should open up your eyes, in particular in Torah, as we say, V'ha'er einenu b'sara secha. So, again, the sarno, or the overriding theme, is a sense of closeness to Hashem through the Torah. And then finally, Yisa Hashem panavi lecha, v'yaseim lecha shalom. Hashem will give us shalom. I'll just take it a little bit beyond what I think even this sarno says. We know that the Torah, this is based on the Rambam, it is entirely shalom. The Rambam writes, in the context of why saving life is such a priority, it's because the Darchei Torah are rachamim v'chayim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, the entire point that the Torah was given for was to create shalom in this world. So the more Torah a person has, v'yaseim l'cha shalom. So if indeed we're correct, that the overarching theme of Birkas Kohanim is to have a sense of closeness to Hashem. And maybe that really does explain the minhag of the Ashkenazim, that we have that unique closeness to Hashem, b'samachta lifnei Hashem lokecha, maybe more so on Yantif. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different story, because there it's the makom hashchina, l'shichna tidrishu v'asashara, Eretz Asher Hashem lokecha doreshosa, tamidinei Hashem lokecha ba, meireshis hashana ra'achres shana. So in Eretz Yisrael, a different story, but in Chutz La'aretz, maybe we have that sense of divine proximity, or the opportunity for it, at least a yantif, as long as we spend it properly and rightly engaged, clearly. But it seems to me that there's a very profound lesson here. You know, some people think that what it means to become close to Hashem is something mystical, or esoteric, or metaphysical, or it's reserved for, you know, I don't know, the elites somehow. But what the Sforno is explaining is v'samu Hashemi al b'nei Yisrael. If you want to be close to Hashem, then what's required is obviously a person should have a basis of sustenance, because ein kemach in Torah, if a person is starving and distracted, and the Rambam writes about this explicitly as well, it's going to be very hard to focus on one's Torah learning. But the Torah is available to everybody. Closeness to Hashem is available to each and every person. How is it available? It's available through the Torah that was given to the entire Jewish people. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Morasha Kilas Yaakov. It belongs to the entirety of the Jewish people, not one person. And so we all have a unique opportunity every Shavuos as we re-experience Kabbalah Satorah to accept the Torah with a desire for closeness to Him. Not just to accept the Torah so we'll know what the rules are, like it's an instruction manual how to run a washing machine or a drying machine, so you don't want to break it, so you have to follow the rules. But again, through the Torah, it's not just the outward expression of the rules, but one meets the giver of the Torah through the study of the Torah, and that becomes the ultimate with respect to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'ha'er einenu b'sara secha, and through that process of illumination, what naturally follows, as the Rambam says, miyad yaseh kol ha'mitzvos me'ava, ha'er einenu b'sara secha, and then v'dabek libenu b'mitzvos secha. So we should all merit this Shavuos, even though we won't be there for that particular Birkas Kohanim, we should all have a very strong sense of proximity to Hashem, because the essence, as the Sforno reminds us, of proximity to Hashem is proximity to the Torah that He gifted to the Jewish people. I wish everybody a wonderful day.